Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I share what happened in Sunday's session of my AD&D campaign. I'm also excited to share the world premiere of the new theme song for my podcast by TJ Drennan. I have links to his podcast, Occult Orifice Outrage, and his Patreon in the show notes. So last session, the party had made plans to head towards Cliffcrest, which the banquet honoring stock was interrupted by a commotion of people seeing an image of a burning ship in the clouds and six damaged ships coming from the direction of Cliffcrest, who brought word of a plague of insects and the skeletons of the dead from the insects rising up and continuing to cause chaos. Under the auspices of the High Jarl, who is sending them to go see what's going on, they decided to deal with a few things. That night, because it wasn't that late, they go to Gorm's place and they have this magic mace that they get identified. It's a +4 mace. They were thinking it might be a mace of disintegration or be really good against undead. Well, you have a +4 mace and you hit a skeleton, you're probably going to knock it down. They got that identified. The magic user that has a portable hole picked up his screw top metal tube to carry his portable hole. They go back to the Sand Witch and question their prisoner, and he tells them that Torg hangs out at the Golden Horn Tavern, where the party ran into Radahn. So they go there, and their very loud and boastful half-elf cleric ranger issues a challenge after Torg, and this dwarf with a dented helmet that really shouldn't have fit right, but did, approaches and states that he is Torg, and as soon as he sees Dinkus, the gnome illusionist thief, he hollers at Dinkus, and Dinkus tries to rush him, and Torg smacks him with a battle axe, and so Dinkus retreats as Torg nearly misses another blow. The others step in to wound Torg, and the two magic users cast Slow and Hold Person, which both take effect. This poor guy failed both his saves, and Torg is a dwarf, and he is, or was, a 8th level fighter and 10th level thief, and he had He had a +2 ring of protection, so he only needed like a seven or something like that to save versus spell. He failed both miserably. So he's held and slowed. So then the half-elf fighter magic user says, oh, I'll just kill Torg, because in AD&D, if somebody is helpless, you can just kill him. So he did. So that was the end of the bad guy that was after the gnome. A couple of companions of Torg joined in the fray. One of them stabbed the 7th level magic user with a short sword, and his backstab did triple damage, and that really got their attention. And so Radahn, since he was staying at the tavern, he joined in, and on the first round he got two attacks and he missed both times. That was hilarious. So then the cleric ranger casts Hold Person and gets both of them. So the magic user that got run through beheads the guy that stabbed him in the back and uses the head to beat the other guy to death. Oh my gosh. So the half-elf cleric ranger paid for the mess and the trouble, but the barkeep tells them to clean up their own bodies, and so the party gathers them up and takes them back to the sandwich, which they gladly feed to the baby sandworm and the gnome's riding pig, because this gnome has like ridiculously low strength, like a 6. So then they go to their prisoner, and they show him the head of Torg, and that gets him to loosen his tongue, and they make him show them where Torg lives, which is the guild hall, and where he, more importantly, keeps his loot. So the gnome climbs up to the second floor, and he has no problem doing this because he has gloves of climbing and swimming, but the window's locked, and he doesn't manage to try to pick it open, so he tells the others to go on his signal, which is him clumsily crashing through the window. The cleric ranger breaks through the bar holding the door shut and is met with a burly thug with a halberd, and Gall tries to force his way past, but the fellow dug in his feet and resisted his advance, but the druid comes up and just stabs the guy and killed him in one shot. And upstairs, the gnome is greeted by the other thug with a halberd, and he wounds him, and then the magic user casts sleep, thinking that he would get the thug that was in front of Gall, but sleep has got a large enough area of effect. There was only one person able to be affected, which was the guy facing the gnome, and the party searches the place, and the only thing they found of value was on the third floor that had a sort of an office with a table and a map of Haven and notes about where the dwarf who betrayed them was docked. And there was also a door with a bedroom for Torg, and it had a nicer bed and chair and a writing desk and a locked chest. They found a key in the writing desk, and the thief wisely looked for traps and managed to disarm a needle trap, and then was able to safely use the key to open the chest, and they found almost 10,000 gold in jewels. And then the cleric ranger claimed the writing desk and all of its pens, ink, and parchment, and they gave their former prisoner 200 copper pieces and let him go. And they put the head of the thief that backstabbed the magic user on top of the sleeping, injured body of the thug and left it as is. And they get back to the sandwich, and there's a paralyzed thief who snuck aboard trying to get at their loot, and he only managed to find the glyph of paralyzation by setting it off. The magic user tried asking him some questions, didn't like his answers, so he just killed a guy. And they have words with the captain about people getting aboard, but the captain managed to sell the cargo that they were expecting 10,000 gold pieces for 12,000, so they were happy with that. The next morning, the magic user goes to the temple and he gets his intellect restored, and they bought some potions and some scrolls from the temple to try to help them deal with what they expect to be a large number of undead. And mid-morning, there is a rumbling to the west from what the locals explains as Fire Mountain. There's a column of smoke visible way off in the distance to the west, and it ends sometime in mid-afternoon. They really wanted to put that on their list of things to go check out before they head back east. So after they deal with the son of the necromancer and his forces, I suspect. I left out, they also found a silversmith, and they used the quick method of silvering weapons. They melted a bunch of silver and just dipped their weapons. So they dipped some arrowheads and some other weapons to help out those hirelings that don't have magic weapons. And then the chainmail, the battle axe, and the dagger they got from Torg, they took to Old Gorm and got those identified. Then they go back to the sandwich, where they find Radahn waiting for them, and then they set sail for Cliffcrest. They have a strong wind from the north, and they're going southwest, so that'll help them out. So we'll see how things go next time. And I have to make a note to myself to let them know that there's also a magic ring. My bad for not mentioning that to them. That's what happened last time. I thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're doing well. And listen up next for the world premiere of the theme song for the Follow Me and Die podcast.
Knows how to wield a sword, spells arcane and divine. Up on a shield to a wolf, and if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch. He even makes it rhyme. And if you need a job, this is his go-to line. Some people wanna die poor. They say once you fuck the bomb, there's nothing left to buy. But if you wanna die rich, go coins up on both eyes. Then raise up your longsword, follow me and die. Yeah, raise up your longsword, follow me and die.
Follow Me and Die is an old school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.